U.S. stocks have rebounded after the Swiss central bank said Credit Suisse was meeting its capital and liquidity demands. The central bank was prepared to step in if needed. The statement followed the tumbling of U.S. and European stock markets on Wednesday because of concerns about Credit Suisse. Its shares plunged 24% to a new record low, dragging down European bank stocks along with it. The UK stock market suffered its biggest fall in over a year, with the FTSE 100 tumbling 3.8%. The Dow opened the day with a decline of more than 600 points. Kristin Salumi is on Wall Street and says it's not just bank stocks that have been falling.
Now, we're seeing impact across the markets. Here, the major indices are all trading in the negative today. At one point, the Dow Jones Industrial fell more than 2%. It's recovered slightly from those lows, but still trading in the negative. And again, it's not just banking stocks. We're seeing commodities, oil prices are lower, and money being poured into government bonds, which are seen as a safer investment in times of trouble. And as a result of that, their yields are falling as well.
Malawi has announced 14 days of mourning after at least 225 people were killed by Cyclone Freddy, which ripped through southern Africa for the second time in a month. There's anger in many towns because there's been no official help in recovering bodies or survivors. The commercial hub of Blantyre has seen the most damage with flooding and mudslides. The United States says the harassment of one of its drones by a Russian fighter jet was intentional, but it's not clear if the collision between them was. The Pentagon says the unmanned Reaper drone crashed into the Black Sea on Tuesday after it was hit by a Russian aircraft. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the US was ignoring airspace restrictions. A court in Pakistan has ordered police to postpone the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan until Thursday. There have been tense scenes near Khan's house between his supporters and officers who were trying to arrest him. A warrant was issued for Khan after he failed to appear at an Islamabad court. He's facing dozens of charges, including corruption, which he says are politically motivated.